here on that, Samaches Amadalef, still have to learn the top tasters on the previous sugya. We learned yesterday that Rav Sheshes had not eaten from the meat that was served by the Reish Galusim, because he said that the Behemah had a, was a Balashchin, and therefore it was diseased meat, and that's why he didn't eat it. And he proved it to them. He says, if you look at the skin of the animal, you'll notice that there's a spot, there's a discoloration of the skin. If the behemoth was black, so then the discoloration shows itself. It's white, that area is white, the behemoth is white, so this discoloration is black. And that's a simen that there's a disease in the behemoth. Let us eat this. The Oma Rav Chisde Uchme Bechivre. If there's a black discoloration on a white behemoth, Bechivre Beuchme, or there's a white discoloration on a black behemoth, Lekusi. So that's a simen that the animal is diseased. Perish. To lie Shocher Be'er Lovon, you have a patch of black on white skin. Veitlai lovon ba'er shocher, or a white patch on black skin. Ein ze elo machmas nega shoho yesham, because there was a nega there, and that's how we can see it on the skin of the animal. Hiksha rabbeinu tam, the benozer bereish perig beishamay mashme, Leimayri Rav Chisde Elo B'Shoir Shocher Ben Shvorim Levonim. Rav Chisde is talking about something else. Uchme Bechivre does not mean about a black patch on the white skin. He's speaking about something else, that you have a black Shoir that's mingling together with white Shvorim. Leimayri Rav Chisde L'Bishor Shocher Ben Shvorim Levonim, Sha'ashocher Megareya Kulom U'miskalkul Mekhom Al Yodef. You have in this deer, you have a black shoyer, so this is a simen on the grayness of the whole Eder. U'porech Osom Mimas nisen dohosam, the mashm shalovon gerua. From there, Rav Chisde would seem to be saying that a black shoyer is a chesorin, and the Mishnah would seem that a white shoyer that's mixed up between black shvorim is a chesorin. Umasik de Rav Chisde aire beture de karmenoi. Rav Chisde speaking about shvorim which are oimed for Harisha, the Shvarim which are oimed for Harisha, so the black skin shows that they are inferior for this purpose. Dalsam Shoche Geruatve. It matters what the Shvarim are oimed for. If they're oimed for Shchita, then there are differences among them. But if it's oimed for Harisha, so the Oir Shocher is a simen that it's inferior. So from our Gemara, it would seem we're speaking about patches of discoloration. From the Gemara Nozer, it would seem that Rav Chisde is speaking about, if you're mixed up in an Eder, a black shoyer between white shvorim or a hepech. Vayemer Rabbeinu Tam, the trei milinino, these are two members of Rav Chisde. Here we're talking, speaking about a discoloration, a black patch, and Bahasa Mairi, and they're speaking about something else. Bishar Shocher Ben Shvarim Levonim. Viteida, and I'll bring you a raya, the Bechol Asfarim Yeshonim, like you're seeing in Hase Bemilsad Rav Chizde, Ela Uchme Bechivra Lekusa Besuloi. There the Gemara only mentions black between white, that's a Lekusa. And our Gemara mentions both, Uchme Bechivre, Chivre Beuchme, and there only speaks about one. So Memele, Sofaket, we're talking about two different things. They were talking about the quality of the Shvorim, Megabi Chavishe. So there the Gemara says that Uchme Bechivre is a Chesaron. There's no Chesaron Faket the other way around. So that only mentions one half. Here we're speaking about the discoloration of the oil. So Mamela, here we mention, doesn't matter how the discoloration came about. The Chaynire, the Igar Sinan Tavayu Kamehoche, if will be Geiris in Nozir, like here, on the forest, Chad Litloi, one is speaking about a patch, Chad L'Sher Ben HaShvorim, and we're speaking about both. Both are no good. We're speaking about one is a patch, and one we're speaking about that a shoyer that's a different color than all the others from is also Lekus. And came my poor Chosim, the Manole the Uchme Bechivre Koi Asher Ben HaShvorim, name Ibchev Loik Sheklum Rabbein Adam. Is the Gemara asked Akasha, we see that Lavon is a chesorim, Chivra is a chesorim. The Gemara says it matters. If it's Asher that's a midlachishe, then Uchme is a chesorim. But this is Akasha from the Mishneh. Could be Lavon is taka chesorim. Chivra b'Uchme means it's a chesorim, like it says in the Mishneh. Uchme b'Chivra, speaking about a discoloration. If we'll say that Rav Chizda is speaking about both things, so by Istachos Vakert, we're only Geiris Uchme Bechivre, and there it means that we have a black shoyer that's mingling with white shoyer. Now, so we heard yesterday that Rav Sheshes was by the Reish Galusa, and he showed the Reish Galusa how untrustworthy his avodim are. Now we'll see who they really were, these avodim. Ki konofik, now Rav Sheshes was a saginoy, was blind. Ki konofik, when he was going out from the Reish Galusa, so the Ben Yoyod explains there was a chotzer pnimi and a chotzer achitzin. That means the Kovadik mention ate together with the Reish Galusa and the chotzer pnimi. Then the chotzer achitzin, the avodim ate. So in order to leave, one had to go through the chotzer achitzin. Kikonofik, so when he's about to go out, so these avodim decided we're going to We'll make an end to Rav Sheshes once and for all. Kogu leibire. So they went in dog a boir. Vishadi leitzivsei lave. And they put a rug over, a mat over the hole. Now he's a sumer and he's gonna walk. And he's gonna step over the mat and fall into the boir. And that will end the tzoras they're suffering from Rav Sheshes. Ba'omri lei, and they said, Leisi ma leinach, you should come to us, you should be by us a little, so the Ben Yehuda says that they wanted it's not every day that we have the opportunity that an Odom Godel is by us, so please, you'll you'll be by us a little bit, and we have shailas to ask you, and then you'll answer us. I mean, you're here already, so. Now, the place where he was destined to sit was after the boil. So that means he'll just walk till there, and he'll fall into the boil, and that will take care of that. Now, Rav Chisda, we have number, we don't know a few things. Number one, we're in enemy territory, where we see who these Avodim were. Rav Chisda was much behind him, but he noticed this machzelas, which looked a little fishy. Nochalei Rav Chisda me'achayre. So he wasn't too close to him, so he couldn't scream out, Rav Sheshes, be careful. But he cleared his throat. So Rav Chisda got the message. He's not clearing his throat. He's told me he wants somehow to warn me of something. He didn't know exactly what he's supposed to do. Omalei liyinuke, so there was a small child that was walking along with him. Psaikli psukayach, tell me the posik you learned today. Omalei, he said he learned the posik nateilacha ayimincha ay al smilcha. Go either to the right or to the left. No, it's a posik, it's like a nevuah ketana. Amalei l'shamay maikach chazis, what do you see in front of you? Amalei tzifise d'shadya, I see it's in front of us, we're coming towards a mat that's spread over. Amalei adam inei, that we shouldn't go over the mat, we should either go to the right or the left. That's exactly what they did. Labos al dinofak, after they left the Reish Galusim, Omalei Rav Chisda Mino Haviyodema. How did you know this was a Mirdika trap and you're blind? Omalei Chode Dinochalima. Number one, I realize something is not too good. I heard from you're clearing your throat that something's happening. So that alerted me. Void the posik li yinuke psukips. I asked him a posik and he said such a posik. Void achshidi avdi deloy malu. If they're not ondlich avodim, they're choshed to do anything. So memela. So the putting all these three sibis together, that is why I did what I did. Zot rashi kogulay bire chofu doimitz sheyifu boy. So they dug a boyer that he should fall into the boyer. Vishado leitzivse, and they spread over hishlichu machzelas api aboyer. Kidei shalayoven, I don't know the taitch of both of them, moishchoi, moishavoi. We shouldn't realize that where it's going, maybe moishchoi is going to lead him to. You should rest a little bit by us. Now we're going to have a Gemara. The Maral says on this Gemara what the Gemara is really saying is much more than the Pashtus Peitschwerter of the Gemara. There's a more deeper oimek in the Gemara, but I'll kaponim the Val, we'll try to learn the Peitschwerter. Now the Gemara is going to speak about a Maisa with Shlomo Melech. The Pasuk says in Keheles, Osisi li shorim v'shoresh tesanugais b'nei odom. Shida v'shidais. So it says what Shlomo HaMelech had accomplished. So what are these things? Shorim v'shoresh, eilu minei zema. These were different types of zema. Others say, Shorim is a loshen zocher, Beshoris is a loshen nekeve, And they explained that Pilbi Isha Elvino, he heard the young boys and the elderly men, so the voice of the boy sounded like a sweet voice, like women that were shorim b'shoris. V'tanugais b'nei ha'odom elu breichais u'machetzois. He made pools, cold pools, hatmechetzois. Shido v'shidois. Now what is the shido v'shidois? Hochi ta'agimu in Babel, we translate shido v'shidite. He made, or he brought together, shedim z'chorim v'shedim nekevis. B'marava omri shidita. Shidita. But Marava said it means a wagon, a kshedet eba migdol. Let us see what Rashi says. Breichais lichets ben betzainan, hochet aginu bebovel, shida veshidetin shed zochel veshed nekeva, shedeto shedo agole, it's a wagon, lomakeves, noshim besorim for bekovedik a wagon. Omar Rav Yochanan, Shloish Meyes Mine Shedim Hoyu Beshichin. There were 300 different types of Shedim Beshichin. That's the Yaivitz wants to say. Rashi says Beshichin, Beisei Mokim. We had before, that's the Yaivitz wants to say, we had before that Samach Vov. Tosfos says that Tosfos means a Yerushalmi that Shedim Ametzuyim beBeiris Beir Siach Amores or Beisichin means in the Beiris there were Shedim. As for the Motzi, there were 300 different types of Shedim. V'Sheda Atzmo Eini Yoideya Mahi. What does Rashi say? Rashi says, "Beishichin beisei mokim mahi madmuso umativo." I knew, he says, there's 300 types of exactly what a shade is like. I don't know. V'yesh einim shade atzma rosh kulam ve'imon eini yedei mahi. I don't know the aim and the rosh of this shade. Omama hochet agimu in Babel they translated. Shida v'shidais, shida v'shidetin. Shida v'shidetin l'may iboile. Why did Shlomo HaMelech need shedim? So the Gemara answers, v'chsiv, the Pasuk says, v'bayis b'bernoisoi even Shlomo masa nivne. The bayis had to be made from an even Shlomo. Now an even Shlomo, that it should be a whole heaven, it shouldn't be Usona Falo Barzo. How do you get an heaven Shlema? Amalohu Rabbonon Hechi Avit. How do I do this? Amalaike Shamiro Ta'aisi Moshe La'avni Eifert. You should take the Shamir that Moshe Rabbeinu used for the Avnei Eifoid, and with that Shomer we'll be able to make Even Shleim. Let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi says, Heichi Yavid, Belikli Barzo. Shomer, Berye Misheshish Mei Bereshis, Vein Kol Dovo Kosher Yochel Amid Mipona. It's not something that's hard, that it's Oymid Mipona, that can crack and split everything that's hard. La'avnei eifoit, amrinim emesecheh saite, havonim alolu, la'avnei eifoit, ein kreisfen aleim bidyoi. You cannot write the shemes of the shvotim bidyoi. Shenema pituchei choysam, they were engraved. Vein mesartim aleihem beizmul, and you can't engrave them with an izmul, with a kli barzel. Shenema bimilu oysam, shloyei chaseres klum, that nothing, you can't chisel anything out. Alekaisem aleihem vidyoi, umar aleihem shomem ibachutz, Vehein nifkois me'aleim. And whatever whatever you were destined to split, that was split to the shaman. Before we go further in the sugya, let us see Taisvis. Ike shomer da aisei moishe la avnei eifo. Hochem ashme. Avnei eifo boi shomer. But avnei eifo needed a shomer. Bekame de kdushin gabi uvte de domen ben nesine. Bikshe mimeno avonim la eifo. Vizeh hoyo bebaye sheni. And this was in the baye sheni. Vide koma lishone neldu loi pora adume. The Bais Rishon lo yosu pora. But the Bais Rishon, a pora duma was not, they never made the Eifa pora by the Bais Rishon. Gide Omar, Shniye, Osa, Ezra. The second pora, Ezra made. So if it was a pora duma, Sarkocha, this was Bizman Bayesheni. Vim came. So we see from our Gemara that you need a Shomer for the Eifite. And there, They needed one of the Avnei Eifed got lost, and they needed and Salkoch, you have to say, Pimkeino Yeshomer Bebai Yesheni. Salkoch, the Shomer, which we will learn how Shlema Melech acquired, the Shomer was existent by the Bai Yesheni. Vein Lahakshais, the Beperik Basra de Soitetnam, Bishemesu Neviyam Arishonim, Botlo Urim Betuvim. Umishechora beis hamidish botel shomer. So Taisus understood. And Taisus asked the kasha. So beis hamidish, Taisus understood, means the first beis hamidosh. So it seems they lost the shomer by the first beis hamidosh. And here there were avnei eifed by the second beis hamidosh that needed a shomer. So Taisus says now. So Taisvus says, Mishachorav Beis Hamikdash Batal Shomer, Dahainu Beis Hamikdash Sheini. That means the second Beis. Midinokat Beis Hamikdash Stam Beis Hamikdash means the second Beis.
Vohosam Bigmore Nokat Beis Hamikdash Rishin
Amilachinis. So Stam Beis Hamikdash is the Beis Sheini.
Vohoit Midaloi Avino Bahadi Yurim Betumim. Vavle Elamisni Mishameis Anavim Rishainim. Batl urim vetumim vashomer, the shemes on the beam of the shine, my name is Shechorah beis hamikdash rishin. Batl urim vetumim. So memele, so if we will say that batl hashomer also is in this man, from the chuban abayis, so we should put the shomer together with the urim vetumim, which became batl after meis on the beam of the shine, which the chuban from the bayis rishin.
That means, with Golas Bavel, with everything, they had the Shomer. Hitcha Rabbul Chana, b'meseches avaydezor, b'peik Rabbi Shmuel, gabi avnei mizbeyach sheshikzum anshe yoven.
It was a problem. The avnei mizbeyach, that the anshe yoven were meshakets, they made it, avaydezor, so now, it says, Fakert, that Bob Ritzum Vechilalua, that the Gdusha fell off, and they were able to make it Abay Dizore. Matashmisha Abay Dizore. So now the Shaila was, how we can use these Avonim for the Mizbeach. So Abay Dizore becomes bottle with Shvire. If the Oiv then break it, so it will become bottle. So the Gemara says, Litzverinu, let's break it. So the Gemara says, Avonim Shleimesh Amar Rachman. It has to be Avonim Shleimesh. Can't break it. In fact, the Gemara, Litzverinu, let them break it. And then it's not Sholem, so we'll file it down. My son of Lim, Bazar Amar Rachman. So what's the problem? They had the Shomer by the Bayesheni. So Memela, we have an eight, so let them break it, and then we'll make it smooth through the Shomer. It doesn't become so smooth That means if you could be margish with the tzipoyren, that it's not completely smooth, so that's possible. V'achsugi osli kemadonon besoyte ditzrich shomer la'avdei beis hamikdosh. Now, Asuk is going according to the Mandi Yoma, that's what they needed the Shama for the Avni Beis HaMidosh. V'hod echsiv megayres v'megire mukilo v'avni Beis HaMidosh. So, bekitzer, so the Gemara says that they needed the Shama for the Avni Beis HaMidosh. Has to be Evan Shleime. So they needed a shomer. Amalu eish eiche ishtakach. How can I find the shomer? The shomer was not, as I will see, was very difficult to get. Amalu lei aisi sheida v'shiditin. Bring sheidim schorim v'sheidim nekevis. Kavshinu adodi. And bileichetz them. Be koifed and forced them be Yisurim. Efshel the Yodi and Megalilach. Maybe they know, and you'll force them. They'll tell you where the Shomer is. What does Rashi say? Rashi says, Kavshinu kofam be Yisurim. Leimolai heichenu. They should tell you where it is. Kavshinu lachzon to be leichetzam. Loshen michbosh shel begodim. Oppress. Maybe they know, and they'll tell you where the shomer is. What does he toisvitz? Zil aisi sheida, kileirotzu lishel b'urim v'tumim, shecheilam lishel edei dovarach, amir dikezach. If you have another oif and how to find out, you don't, sometimes they go to the urim v'tumim. Urim v'tumim is if you don't have another oif. You can find out through the sheida. We don't know where the Shomer is. Vilme Ashmadoi Malke de Sheide Yode. Ashmadoi, he was the Melech of the Sheide, maybe he does know. Amaluhu Heiche Isi, now how do we get a hold of this Ashmadoi? Amri Lai Isi Beture Plant. He's by that mountain. Karyalei Bila. Now, this Ashmedoi was Kaire Abir in this mountain. Umalyalei Maya, and he filled it up with water. Umechasye Betinre, and he covered it with a stone. Vechasme Bigushpanke. And he sealed it with a chaisa. B'chol yoyme solik l'rakia. Every day used to go up to the rakia. V'goma mesifte the rakia. That means the Nishadim have other tchunas like malochim, other tchunas like b'nei adam. He went up to the mesifte the rakia to find out certain sadis. V'nochis la'ara, then he went down to the earth, v'goma mesifte da'are. V'osa sayele l'gushpanke, then he was boidik the chaysam. If the chaysam was tampered with, Mashosis is afraid maybe someone put some amovis there in this water. Some emele, so before he would partake of the water, the Ben Yehuda says this was a shed, shel eish, a different type of shedim, and he came down on this world, he was very thirsty, but he wanted to make sure that the water wasn't tampered with, so that is why there was a chosim over the, there was a chosim that sealed the tindra, the stone, to the boil. Megalilei, then he opened up, lifted up the stone, Vishasi, and he drank from the water. Achasi lay, then he covered it again. Vachasim lay v'ozim. That was the schedule of the Ashmadoi. Shadrei libnayo ben yoyode. Yoivlei Sheshilta the Choki Kalosha. He gave him a chain that the Shem of the Rabbeinu Shalom was Chokik on this chain. V'iskese and a ring the Choki Kalosha. V'gavavi the Amra and Tzema, Gizai Shal Tzema. V'ziki the Hamra and jugs of wine. And with these tools, he's going to go and capture the Ashmeidoi. Now, Ozal Kora Bire Mitatoi. He was Kaira Aboer Mitatoi that was underneath the Boer of Ashmeidoi. Bishafinu lemaya, bishantemino begavovi daamra. Now let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi says, "Koraloi shamboy." He in this mountain, betura plan behaploini. Koraloi bira, koraloi shamboy, timra even. He sealed this Eben with his seal. Sayil Gushpanke. Boidkoi. He was boidik each time before he took off the stone. He checked the seal. Shlenoga Odom Boy Legalis. Boire to see that it wasn't tampered with. The Gavovi Damre. He told him to take along Gizai Semerbul. The ziki de hamra noy de shayin, jugs of wine, bira mitatoi. So he went and dug out a boir from underneath b'moiret ahor on the slant of the mountain lemato mi boiroi shel ashmeidoi. This was underneath lower than the boir of Ashmeidoi. Vishafinu lemaya, k'goin hashoife, now he emptied out the water that was in this boir, k'goin hashoife, yayin, hamre, herik mea boir, ha'elyoin, l'soich ha'tachtoin, derech nekev, shenokav, b'sofo, shebein shtei ha'boiris, מתוך שרישן קקי איסי גבוי מקקוי סתחת נראי כבר מים וסייכוי מעלה. So someone wanted to say that by Emerson, the boir that he dug was on the side of his boir. That means Ashmeidoi had a boir. So he dug into the mountain, which should be lower than his boir, a second boir. And there was the wall. So now we have two boyers. We have one boyer, the boyer of Ashmeidoi. A little lower on the mountain was his boyer. That was a little underneath it. There was a common wall between these two boyers, Minatzat. And he made a hole in the wall. So all the water that was in the boir of Ashmeidoi drained into his boir, because his boir lamais was a lower boir. So Mamela, the karkois of his boir was a lower boir, so it went, so the water drained through the wall and went into the lower boir. And Gavuch ben Yoda says that this was a maise, that we're drilling into mountains. This was done to the iskosa, this was maisenism that was done to this ring. He says he couldn't do this, this was a maise, because Tashmidoi came every day. He couldn't, this is a maise, but which would take a long period of time. This was done with nisim, we did this with the iskis, and that's what the Ben Yoda says. Bistamtinu begavovi, and then the hole that he had made between the two boires, he stuffed it with bu gavo vidamre ben vekara beira me eloi. Then he went and dug a boir which was lemaila from the boir of Ashmeidoi on a higher level. Also, Mistama, it had a common wall between his boir and the boir. Now we have the boir of Ashmeidoi is empty already. The water drained out to the bottom boir. So he poured into the top boir, he filled it up with wine. Now we have again have a hole between the two boires. So the wine that he poured into his boir went into the boir of Ashmeidoi. The Tamino, and then he filled up both of the boires that he had dug, so they're completely filled. So now all we have is the boir of Ashmeidoi, which is still covered by the stone that Ashmeidoi put on it. Still the seal was untampered, he went through the walls. So the stone was never taken off, the seal was untampered. But now the boir, instead of being full of water, is full with wine. Solik Yosef Be'ilon. So he went up now to sat on the tree to watch what's going to happen. Ki also Sairi Ligushpanke, when Ashmeidoi came, so he was Boidik the seal. Galye, and he took off the stone, it wasn't tempered. Ashkeche Chamre, he found wine. So other mafoshes said it was an esmer stomach, that the water became wine. How did the water become wine? Okay, that must be an es. Omar, but Ashmeidoi said, Ksiv the posik says, Leitz Hayayin, the Venezra says, Ish Hayayin, a person who drinks a lot of wine, he's a letz. He loses his chokhmah. If you drink wine, you lose your chokhmah. The lave is taken away from you. So he won't drink. I mean, he realizes how detrimental alcohol is. The Pasuk in Mishlei, this is even before the Pasuk was written, but he knew about it. Kitzachi, but he got very thirsty. Then already he couldn't control himself. Leisagile, he couldn't hold himself back. He's tremendous thirsty in his mind there also. Ishti, he drank. Rovo, he got shikha, vigola, and he fell asleep. So now he's drunk and he's out. Nochis, so now, Benayo Ben Yayota was watching the whole thing. It worked. Now he's drunk. Now so he went down from the tree. Also came Shodabe Shushilte Sosme. So he took the chain and he put it around his neck. And now he has him around the neck. Now he's still sleeping. No problem. Ki Isa, when he woke up, I become a falzel. So he was trying in all ways to break the chain. I mean, he's chained over here. Om alei shmo demorach aloch, shmo demorach aloch. It's the Rabban Shalom's name is on the chain. Listen, you can't fight with the chain. You're chained. Fine. So he realized that he's chained, Faltik, and he's holding him by the neck, and he's leading him. Kinoketlei, Tachsmid Ben Yoda said, he had a tsuret en of a Ben Adam, so he's holding him. He's holding, Ben Yoda is holding him by the neck, and you have someone that's walking along, and he's holding him. Kinoketlei Ba'osi Motadikle. Now, even though he was imprisoned, but he had made the kekoiches, mota dikla, they passed by a dekel, a palm tree, chofbe, so he scratched himself on the tree, shodye, he threw down the tree. So mamela, mota lebeisa, he passed by a house, shodye, He also threw it down. That means he was still strong. He had Gvaldike Koiches. Mote Gabi Kuve, Dahu Amalte. Now, there was an Amon that lived in a hut, and she saw what he's doing. He's throwing down trees and houses, and he's going to pass by her hut, and that's goodbye hut. Nafke, so she came out, Ichananole. So she asked him, please don't rub against my hut. So he bent over that he shouldn't, it shouldn't touch his shoulder shouldn't touch the hut. It seems he broke a bone, his own bones, by doing this, dislocated a bone, broke a bone. Oma heine dechsiv, loshin raka tishove goren. That means, loshin raka, she asked me and that I broke my bone. Let us see Rashi. Number Talis. Nochis, no. Rashi says, Staminu, Lekom, Shibain Zelo Zek, De Shechshiosim, Yain Be'el Yain, Le'yosim, Mimenu, Le'tachtay, Bekor Abira, Achina, Me'eloi, Le'bayri, Shalash, Medoi, Betaminu, Mili, Oysa, Oysen, Shtei, Be'eri, Sofa, De Shloyovin, Ash, Medoi, that ever were here to Be'eris. Taminu, Sosmon, Kinematagaminen, Sitmon, Plishtin, Tamnon, Plishtoi. Kiyos, Ash, Medoi, Sairi Ligashpanke, Motzi Sholom, he was Boidik the Chosen, he found it was Gantz. Leisagile, Leyachli Sapik, he couldn't call himself back. Rava Vigona Nishtake Venirda, he got shikir and he fell asleep. Nochis Osvenyominila, he came down from the tree. Sosmei, soga ashal shelos, soviv tzaboroi, shlo yuchol roishei lotzeis. He can't get out now. He's imprisoned, but with the check. Avikom mefarzol mishtageya. Umisaseik lenotko heimenu. He wanted to tear it off. The moroch hakodesh baruch hu chopei nischachich by kuvet zrifkotuk my kuvet etzaydi. Let's just see Taisvis. Seems nus v'yayim v'tirish, ava b'shizah posuk le'nichta v'adayim ha'yiyoidim, k'may oro yis melech shem b'remiye, b'perik l'yach b'ga b'yoyim. K'chanen alei, so she beseeched him l'moshech me'olov, sh'layochech boy, you shouldn't rub against her hut. He bent over to another side. It seems that so did not touch the shoulders, not touch the bias. Loshen raka to shaber gorem, aide loshen raka. Shechinena man rach nishbara atzmi. I broke a bone because of her loshen raka. Seems he knew Mishlei pretty good at the Ashmedoyim. Now, they were walking, and he noticed there was a blind person that was, he went off the road. So he showed him to go back on the road. He saw a shikir that also went off the road. He also put him back. He's putting people back on the right track, it seems. Chozi chedvose dahavu kemachtele. He saw there was a simcha dozach. Simcha schosim vekale. Everyone was murdik besimcha. Bochel. He started crying. Ashmedoi started crying. Later we'll see the reason of all this anogis. Shomei lu gavre davekoma lu ushkefe ovidli misani l'sheif shon. A person went over to a shoemaker and he asked him, I want you to make shoes. It should last me for 7 years. It should be good quality. Hochich. So he burst out laughing. Hashmedoi. Chazal who kisme davekosem, he saw a mechashiv that was making kishiv, also achich, also left. Kimoto lahosom loy ailu legabi deshloime ad tlosa yoimi. When he came, they brought him to Shlomo HaMelech, they did not bring him in. He was not able to have an audience with the Melech till 3 days. Yoime kama omaluhu amai lekaboy li malka legabe. Why can I go into the Melech? Omalei onsei mishtaya. He drank too much, so he's not capable of speaking with you. Shokal levensei oisiv achavote. So he took one brick and he put it over the other brick. They didn't understand exactly what he's telling them. Also, Amrele l'shloime, said, oh, Shloime. Amalu, ochi amaluchu, hodol ashkiyu. He said, if he's suffering from drinking, give him more to drink. L'mocha amaluhu, the second day, v'amayle kaboy li malka l'gabe, Amrele, onsei mechle. He ate too much. Shaka levense mechavata oisva ara. So he took off one brick from the other brick and put it on the ground. Also, omrele l'shloime. So they came to Shloime HaMelech, omrelu, hochi omrelechu, negidu minei mechle. He means if he ate too much, now he should take away food and l'soif tlosi yomi ayil l'kamei. After 3 days, they brought him in to Shloime HaMelech. Shokol kanye, so he had a stick. Ashmadoy had a stick. Others want to say, because he had a broken bone, so he needed a cane already. He would somehow, he had a stick. Umoshach arba gamidi. It was the length of 4 ames. Bishode kamek. He threw it in front of Shloime. Omale. So he told Shloime, Michdi. Kimaisi ahu gavre, when you're gonna die, less lay bahodin alma el dalad gamidi. So you can end up with dalad amas. I mean, you can end up to be in dalad amas. Hashti kavashte lakule alma. You conquered the whole world. V'loi savata ate kavashte nami ledidi. You had to conquer me also. I mean, what's felt like? Everything you have to, won't last so long. I mean, amalei, like kabeina minach midi, I don't want anything from you. Beinon divnaya lebeis hamikdash, I have to build the beis hamikdash because midli shamira, I need the shomer. So that's why I need you. Amalei ledidi loymosali, it's not the shomer is not in my rishus. Lesoro diyamo mosale. The Sar Hayom has the shlita over the shomer. The Ben Yoda says, in Sar Hayom, as I see a shomer, a kapona baistais, the Sar Hayom has a shaykhis with the shomer. But also the Sar Hayom is the hepach of the shomer. Vloyoivlel, he does not give out the shomer. We'll only give out the shomer to a Talnagoyle HaBor, so wild Talnagoyle, that he trusts the Talnagoyle. He gives it out to the Talnagoyle, and the Talnagoyle uses it, and then he gives it back. But he doesn't give it out like this. Umay Ovid Bey, now from the Mashal would seem, if this is going on, what does the Tanagil Abor do with the Shomer? Mamtile Lituri the Lesba Yishuv. The Tanagil Abor takes it to a mountain. It seems it's completely rock. Nothing is growing there. Umonachle Ashina de Ture. And he puts the Shomer on, it seems like on the top of the mountain. Upoka ture, and then it splits. Umankit maisi bizrani miloni vishodi hosa. Rabbi Yishuv. So that means before the shomer was used. Lutayeles ha'olam. It was used that there were mountains made it unable for something to grow. They used to split them out, and it seems, and then they were able to plant things there. Fahainu the metagimino nagar tura. Tanagal abor is called nagar tura. That means that through this tanagal abor, the mountains are split. But before we go further, let us see Rashi. Look, Rashi. Aske hello la toisela derech besume. Rav Yeshikel, Askel, Aderech, he put him back on the Derech. Chozer, Chedvese, Bahave, Mechdilo, Roach, Nosses, Kala, Shein, Marbin, Besimcha, Moit. And he started crying. Now, the first day, Shleim HaMelech did not, when I see him, Onse, Mishtaye, Shosa, Harbe, Begidu, Meichlo, Minei, Mishcho, Yudeich, Malachilo, Ki, Ma'at, the second day, Kanye, Kone, the Mehemelay Shvuasim, Aminay Bishvuasik, Shinishpale Lachzire Loi. So they bring the Shomer to a mountain, the Lesbo Yishav Shozroim, the Ilonis Lisparne Shom. Upokaturim is Pakei Maat Mat Kmin Charit, Achimashlo Shom, Zera Ilonis, Vigod Ilonis Shom, Misparnes Mehem. And it's possible to live there. So that is how we get a hold of the Shomer through the Talmagil Habo. Now, so there's a problem, but how do we get the Talmagil Habo to get the Shomer? Botko kine the Talmagil Bo. So they were baitik for the nest of the Talmagil Habo. The Islay Boni. So they found a nest, but in the nest were the children. And they covered the nest with a white glass, or a glass that you could look through. But it was impossible for the tarnagel to go into the skin because it was sealed with glass. When he came back, he wanted to go into the kine. He saw the children there. So there's a problem. So he brought the shomer. Well, there's even too much of a problem. He had connections. So he brought the shomer and put it on this glass. Now, there was one of the mishosim of Shleime, he started screaming. And the Tanagil Habo all of a sudden got scared. Shodye. So like, let go of this, of the Shomer. Shokle. So he took it. So now he got a hold of the Shomer. Ozol chonek napshi ashvuose. So the Tanagil Habo committed suicide. He choked himself that he was over on the Shvuah. Bekitza, now we have the Shomer. And things are not too bad. Omalei b'nei Yohu maitayme kichazise lohu samyis. I asked him, Zanhogis of Ashmedoi. What's the reason when you saw this blind person, Avukatoi b'uche, asikte l'uche, you brought him back? Omalei mechaze elei berikia de tzadik gomu. This blind person was a tzadik. Man David lay nechenavshi zochel al medosi. And the Samasha explains, we don't chaper with tzaddikim. We chaper. But with tzaddikim, we don't chaper. Some amela, fakelten. And if you'll help him, zochel al medosi, some amela. They decided to help him. Umay taime ki chazise lu rabye de katoi buuche asik te luche. You saw that chica also that went off the derech. Why did you guide him back on the derech? Amalei michse lei berikia de roshe gomeru. Bovde lei neche nafshe keiche de lechlei va'al medosi. We should never ilam habe. That means, meshalem osayna va'aponim la'vidoi. So whatever, so let's give him how much ilam has he can have, so he shouldn't have any ilam habe. Maitayme ki chazise lu chedvese bochitz. Now, you passed by a chmosus chosan de kalle. They were besimche, and So why did you cry? Amalei boy meimes gavre begoit losen yoimen. The chosn is going to die in 30 days. O boy minta leyovam kotten tleis reshnin. And she'll have to wait 13 years for the zayovam kotten that just was born. And Nebuch, she'll have to wait 13 years. Let us see what Rashi says. Bot kokina botka shayu bikim hechen yeshkan shal dechifas de talnegel bora. So kisa zechuchis kdei sheyire esbono, that the talnegel abor should see the children. Pule yuchal likonis, that's when he can't get through, be it zorech leshomi levakei eschuchis. Roma boy shluchish loshloy mekola. So he started screaming and it scared the talnegel abor. And they let go and chonek napshi a talnegel. Asikte macha shashtaloi. So he said, Achillik, this was a tzaddik, this was a roshe. Uboi minta leyovon kotten ad sheyovi ishtei saris, vieroi lechalitze, vieidei oyezem, shosid alhamtim sholish esreishon. She'll have to wait 13 years. Perhaps, as nitin leyomer, how did Rashi know she's going to give chalitza, maybe be miyam. She has to wait for a yovo. So you have to wait for a yovo. So you have to wait for becomes a gogo. So that's the chmer Rashi l'shitosoi. Rashi in Kedushin holds that a ben tes, that miyabim, anisha, she becomes his wife minatayr. Minatayr it's a yibam. You don't need das by yibam. So bias, ben tes is a shmo bia, and it's a yibam. Midrabonon asur bius pentes kemaim abagodol. That's midrabin atayret. Min atayret, it's a yibum. So Rashi and Akasha, so why does he have to wait, why does she have to wait 13 years? For yibum can wait 9 years. It's a raya that he had no intentions of making yibum. He only wants to give chalitza. For chalitza, you have to wait 13 years. Yeah. So that's that. So that's why he cried by the chasana. My time, kishamate lu gavre, da omale lu ushke fa ovidli mesane le shep shni machiches. Now why were you laughing when this person went to the shoemaker and said, you should make shoes that'll last 7 years? You laughed? What's the big joke? Omale yohushi ve yoimele slay, mesane le shep shnin boy. So Rashi says, amir de kaloshin. So Rashi says, Shiva yoimi leslei. Einei batuach lichye shiva yomim. A person isn't batuach, he'll live 7 days. Shema lamocha yomos. And that's all what he's worried about, that the shoe should last for 7 years. So therefore there's no Indian to, for such a request. My time, kichazisa lu kisma da bakosim achiches, there was a machashif that was making kishif in your left. Lay da bayosif a begos of the malke, liksay my de ike to say. Zogt Rashi, he was making kishiv to get out the yoitzris from the melech, and underneath him there was a yoitzah already. He was going in a different way. He could have gotten the yoitzah that was mamish underneath him. Talchei gabe. Now, so this ashmeidoi was by Shlomo Melech ad the bonye lebeis hamikdash. Till he built the base hamikdash, he's still there. Yoim echad avakoy lechude. These two were together, Shloime and Ashmeidoi. Omalei, psiv ketoyafois reim loy. In Parshas Balak, it says the Koiches of the Rabbeinu Shloimeh. So it says, Ketoyafos Reim Loi, Vomrinon, Ketoyafos Eilu Malachei Hashoris. Rabbeinu Shloimeh has the Koiches of Malachei Hashoris. Reim Eilu Hashedim. So it seems that Shedim have a Koyach, a Prat more than Malachim. Pasuk is saying the Bishlam is Ketiafa, it's like Malachi Ashore, it's like Shadim. So why should Shadim have a Nakuda, they have a Koyach, which Malachim don't have, which we don't, the Bumiach is the Koyach of the Rabbein Shalom. My Iribu Saichu Minom, what is your godless? What is your Koyach? Omalei, he says, I'll show you our Koyach, but listen, now we have a chain around my neck, I can't show you. Okay, I'll show you. Shkoil shushilta minoi. Take off the chain from my neck. Vahavli iskosa. And give me your ring. Achlilach v'soy. And then I'll show you our kaiches. I'll show you what we have. That was the biggest mistake that Shlomo HaMelech made in his life. Shokle l'shushilta minoi. So he swallowed the ring. Then he put one wing berikia lachad gape ba'are. Poske arbe meya parsi. And he pushed away Shlomo HaMelech with one push. 400 parsi. That's Eretz Yisrael's arbe meya parsi. He pushed him, he's out of Eretz Yisrael. And he became king. No one knows about Mama Shloime. He's out of Eretz Yisrael, and he became king. Allahi shaita Omar Shloime, Ayisrin lo'odom b'chol amoloi, sheyamol tachas Hashemesh. What did he gain from everything? It was a terrible zman. This was what remained mikol amoli. My vizeh, Rav Shmu chadoma makoloi v'chadoma gundoi. He was left over with a makol, he was left over with a malbish or a klicheres to drink with. Hoya mechazer al apsochim. Now he's out of Eretz Yisrael, and he was begging by the houses. Kolayche demoto, Hama anika helas ayisi melech al Yisrael b'Yerushalayim, and no one believed him. Kimota gabi Sanhedrin, so they also didn't believe him. He's melchad. I mean, there was a malchus going down. He had taken over the malchus, Hashmedoi. But one thing they realized, Mirdei Shaita Bechodo Milse Loisorich. A shaita, he doesn't stick to one shtus. A shaita, he's a lot, he's shloime, fine, okay. So that's one shtus. But if he's a shaita, would say other shtus. And that's all he's saying. He's just sticking to this shtus. He's not saying anything else. So they started investigating. So what's pshat in this? This person says he's Yishlai Mamelech. Amru lei livna yo kaboylach malke lagabei. The Melech was a Melech. I mean, did he ever ask you to come to him? Amalohu loy. No, never asked. I was never asked anymore to come to the Melech. He was an advisor of Shlomo, and all of a sudden the Melech ignored him. Sholchalei lemalke boso. Then they sent the Sanhedrin sent to the Malkais, that the wives of Shlomo. Kosi malke legabaycha. Does the Melech come to you? Sholchalehein. Yes. Yeah, he comes to us. Account. He's meshamish with them. Ain't kosi. Shochilu bitko bekare. Look at his feet. See if his feet are any different. Shochilu bemuki kose. He comes, his feet are covered. So we can't look at his feet. V'katov alohu b'nidoisayu, histeveye them, when the nidis, v'katov nami lebasheve ime, and he's also teveye basheva, psamodnan hogif and shleim ha-melech, he's histeveye's mother, histeveye the notion b'nidusen. So they realized that the yesh dvorim begat. Osyu l'shleime, so they brought shleime, Vahobula iska sevishu shilta the chokka kalei shem. So they brought him another chain and another ring. And then, kiayil chosye. So when he went into the palace, so Hashmedoi saw him, porach. So he flew away. He was scared that the chain and the ring, v'lahochi avalei b'isusa minei, behind the chsiv, but Shleima always had a pachad from this Hashmedoi. The experience he went through was made an indelible impression on him. Behind the chsiv, hini mitosei shloi shloila, mishol shloima, shishim giboirim savivlo migiboiri Yisrael, kulam achuzei cherev, malumdei mechomi, shcharboi ayerechoi, mipachad baleilis. Shleim had a kabalda kepachat. Rav Shmu, chad oma melech vehedyit, chad oma melech vehedyit umelech. Now let us see Rashi. Parchei gabei, icha etzloi shleim alash medoi, perach beloshen arami, icho kedamrinan, bababakame, man torach, Nitrach Shmuel, who should come in last? Shmuel, Avekoi lechudei Shloim Eitzlach Shmadoi. Kita Efeis Reim Lema Kodesh Boruch Hu Yeresh Leitafes Reimim. The Mishlachtev Lifra Peron Yispish Lichusoi. So they have a koyach Mustoma of Reimim. My Rebu Saichish Nishtabach HaKodesh Boruch Hu Bachem. Iskosach Tabatei Hashem Chokoklel. Poske dacheyu, he pushed him. He was left over, that's what it says in the Posek, v'zeh hoya chelki. What's it? So the Moses says, tupshotim, gundai levushoi. B'biyurei taris, the rav hai reisi kudai, not gundai kudai, makidish alcheres, lishteis mai. Loisorich, Einai nidbak loimedova echad shal shtus. Ashoite does not stick to one shtus. Kol ayomim. Shezeh oime hayisi melech veinai medova shtus acheres. Botko bekare. Sheraglov shal shei doime islushel tal negoim. Bemuki kosi. Einai bo lishkav yachad ela ban pilois belaz. Melech vehedyut. So, Rav says that, one says he was a melech v'hedyit. Hoye shleime lechaza shuv lemalchusay. So here's on the side from the Marshal, ke'ein malchus rishoyne, shemolach al hoyoynim, that malchus that he possessed before this maise, that malchus he lost, and chadoma that he regained back this malchus.